Imagine there are two creatures in front of you. Think of one character that is red and pointy. The other character is green and rounded. And you only had a choice between two names, Kiki or Boba. Which would you choose and why? I'll give you a second to think about it. If you say Kiki for the red pointed one, you're not alone, because most people say Boba for the rounded one. It's actually a very deep psychological reason we have this association with each. So, Emmy, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I went into a super deep dive rabbit hole into whatever Kiki and Boba is. And that's because people kept commenting that. They're like, wow, you guys are Kiki and Boba personified. I'm like, what does that even mean? I decided to actually search it because I thought people were just saying that we were characters. Like, I thought those were existing characters from another show or something. They're not. It's an entire freaking experiment that dates back to 1920s in Germany, where a dude was testing people. He showed them two different shapes, a spiky one and a blobby one. And he was like, okay, which one is these? Is it Kiki or is it Boba? And pretty much everybody chose the rounded one as the Boba one and the pointier one as the Kiki one.
Didn't you say there was also like other words they used?
Yeah,
too?
There were other words which... It came before the Kiki and Boba. It was like Takete and Maluma and other nonsense words like that. And the reason they even changed them was because it made it less universal for different languages. Because some languages didn't have those kind of vowels or consonants. They weren't common. So the association with the shape wouldn't click as much. They boiled it down in like 2001. To Kiki and Boba, because those were more common throughout language. And this is insane, guys, for me, because I don't research stuff. I don't really look into things. I don't care about much other things, unless it's like, you know, plants, bugs, anime, games, stuff like that. But when it comes to psychology stuff, stuff that tells you about your brain...
Well, it's more than it's like
that up.
Everything, basically, because we can even break us down to those shapes based on just our like we designed ourselves and we didn't even realize that's what we kind of
I did not realize into. That that's exactly how we ended up categorizing ourselves.
Yeah. Until someone
Everyone
said
else
something.
Saw it. Yeah. Yeah. You guys know who you are. And I even looked into videos. There's not that much about it.
It kind of goes to show that there is something like baked into us about it. If we came to these conclusions based purely on observation and personality traits,
it basically the entire research on it shows that it's almost like instinctual. It's ingrained into us that we will associate the word, not just the word, but the way it sounds, Boba, with, you know, round. Soft. I mean, it even this the shapes that you make with your mouth, Boba. It's rounded.
I guess so.
And it's softer. And Kiki, your lips kind of like go straighter. It's sharper. I'm sure if you even saw like wavelengths, audio wavelengths of them, you would see the shape difference.
Yeah, spiky versus.
Exactly. And when you think about it, softer, blobbier. And this goes with sounds, not just sounds, but like sound effects, music. You can assign these things to either Kiki or Boba. And it's not even necessarily that these are absolute truths, because somebody could think that Kiki belongs to something rounder and Boba belongs to something spikier. But that would also kind of say something about you and how
Damn.
You... No, I'm not throwing shade. I am not throwing
shade.
Let's
say something about you.
It's not personal, okay? Mm-hmm. It literally says something about the way you perceive information, because the entire experiment was meant to be how we fill in the blanks how we determine things with all of our senses combined. And sound is really intertwined with our vision and touch and like just all the different senses.
I mean, if you're looking at something, you would determine just by looking at it if it would be noisy if it dropped on the floor or not.
Yeah, if it would make like a harsh pink, pink, punk, you know, those kinds of like sound effects.
Like a really heavy box versus like an empty box. Like
or a pipe. You know, you drop a pipe, bing, bling. And if you were to associate those kind of sounds with either Kiki or Boba, most people, and I'm sure you, would
piercing.
Pick Kiki.
Anything piercing would be sharp.
Yeah,
and
sharp.
And piercing in the, of the ears is sharp.
Sharp. Sharp and pointy and like loud and bright and reds and neons.
What if someone's playing an instrument poorly and they're just hitting all the bad notes?
That would be very Kiki.
And if they
of
play
them.
Well, would you associate that with Boba?
Ooh, because you could. I think it depends on the instrument then.
It's like tuning a stream, basically. Can you get it to move smoothly or not? And that's what instrument playing is. That's what music might be.
Everything can be categorized into the Kiki or the Boba. And I love to categorize things. I think that's part of me because, you know, I got a worm in my head, so.
Couldn't you theoretically categorize the sounds that planets make?
As Kiki or Boba? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like, even though I don't know if those are like actual real sounds.
They're distorted. They're definitely not like what you would hear in space, but they're the best samples we have.
Sound waves.
Because I feel like you get that with ghost hunters sometimes too, where they'll just like turn up the mic and it's just like, like Mike haze, and it's just...
Oh, like static.
Yeah, and then they're like, did you hear that? The demon just said, no, that was Mike static. I'm very familiar with that sound. That does not sound like a ghost.
Static is very Kiki. I'm going to assign that Kiki. We're going to just be assigning things, either Kiki or Boba, in this entire episode. Okay, listen. I never realized that me, personally, I was always drawn to more Boba-y type things. And, like, nature is basically, inherently, Boba. Because it's so round and soft and green and pastel and nice and warm. That's what I associate Boba with. And then it makes sense. I'm a Boba person. But, you know, there's the pointier people and the louder people and the
Are you trying to say I'm the louder one?
And the pointier and the rah, and the angry?
Yeah, no. I have the gamer man. I'm like
exactly
known for the quiet scream. That is a Boba scream.
You are not Boba. You are absolutely
the scream
Kiki.
Is my scream is Boba. Your scream is Kiki. That's
no,
the difference.
Because no,
you're more ah, and I'm more.
No, listen. Even my screams are Boba. Okay, listen to
that's
the way
very,
I'm speaking.
It's a very like not
your voice is so
threatening.
Kiki. My voice is so Boba.
Okay, but I'm saying our screams.
All right, fine. I guess.
There you go.
My inner voice is very Kiki. How about that?
There you go.
Your inner voice is very Boba. There. There's a little bit of both.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Kiki.
But he's very rounded at the same time. His face is extremely rounded.
But I feel like because his quills are very pointed, he's all about speed and, you know, Sonic Boom. And, you know, being the fastest, that makes him way more in the Kiki.
Okay, what about Tails?
Tails would be more Boba.
But Tails also has, like, very sharp cheeks.
He does.
Sharp ears.
He does.
A pointed end of the tail.
I guess you're right. I'm thinking more about his personality. The concept literally goes beyond just human thinking. Because I literally learned the other day, I haven't seen any videos about it. I literally just read it. They did this experiment on little baby newborn chicks. They had them in this like triangle shaped container with one side being one symbol and one side being the other symbol. And they would play a sound over like on top of them, like above them from the same spot with either a Kiki sound or a Boba sound. And when they would play that specific sound, they would always, almost always, go towards that shape. So for Kiki, they would go towards the spiky shape. And for Boba, they would go towards the blobbier shape. And even when they swapped what side the shapes were on, they would still go towards the corresponding shape for that sound. And that's literally insane for me because they were freshly hatched. Not freshly hatched. They could still move. But they're basically, and I want to note there were no chicks harmed in the making of this. They were treated by a half a mealworm at the end.
Wow.
For all of
tasty.
Their trouble. Yeah. So I guess they didn't feel anything for either of the sounds. Like they didn't see the spiky thing or the kiki sounds as danger or anything like to be scared of.
Just that it was a sound and shape association.
Yeah, because the boba also, it wasn't like comfort or anything. It was just shape. The sound shape association. Just that's to weird. Show that they can do that.
What
that
would be something in nature that they would associate those things in, you think?
I really don't know. It's more so just to show their information processing abilities.
All right, I got a tough one for you.
Huh?
Lily.
Lily?
Yes. She's very pointed, but she's also very rounded. She's got her pointed nose, she has her pointed ears, but she's also extremely rounded.
Plus, her personality is really round. She likes to be cozy. She likes to be comfy, you know, curls up in a ball. Her tail turns into a ball, a little spiral.
But she grrs and growls when she sees new people, and she's very mean when she meets new people.
She's not that mean.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, especially, she's not like Chihuahua mean.
Especially with children.
No. Okay.
She made your niece cry once.
She did. Lily does not like a lot of energy, like loud banging energy around her. And that's kind of what
all children are.
Babies are. Yeah. They like to stomp. They like to run. They
scream.
Like to become a little crab and crab walk back and forth.
Yeah, and Lily does
Lily
not
hates
like that,
that
stuff.
She just hates it.
She won't bite, but she will growl.
No, she growls to say, hey, back off.
Hey, get away from me.
She's definitely not the biting type.
Yeah. She does like that little grumble to like, rah, rah, rah. She's really
that's
rude.
Why she's boba. That completely lines in with her being boba.
I guess.
Like, you literally have to extract her eyes and her nose to make boba tea, so.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, someone commented that. Oh, yeah, we showed that in our last episode.
We did, in our fan art video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even worth it, you know?
I mean, maybe it is.
No. No?
Why not?
What do you mean? Well, we're gonna start selling boba tea a la Lily.
Yeah. Would you guys like actually get that? And we just repackaged boba with Lily. Oh, come on. You know that's what a lot of people
okay,
do.
Okay, actually, props. That's kind of smart. What if we were selling black marbles?
Black.
And we call them Lily's eyes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Dalton, this is actually like a really good, we got dirt cereal just
yeah,
waiting
we can make
to
dirt
be produced.
Cereal, and then Lily eyes.
And now Lily eyes. Guys.
We just have to do something special. Like, okay, the marbles can fit into her eye sockets and nose, and they get a head. And in order to extract them, they have to pop them out.
Okay, I don't like that. I don't like this anymore.
I mean, they could put them back. It's
no.
it'll just be a
no. That's weird. No, no.
Okay, so it was
we're
normal.
Not actually extracting.
It was normal to sell them a sack of rocks and just put Lily eyes on
yeah.
them. But it's not normal to try and spice it up a little.
No,
bit.
No, that makes it too weird. Don't take my dog's eyeballs. I'll take your eyeballs. I'll take your balls.
Whoa!
Straight up,
Kiki or Boba.
Guys, is this episode Kiki or Boba?
Oh my god.
I'm going to make a habit of asking.
Is that how would you determine if an episode is? Would it be based on if we're yelling or not?
It's totally up to them because listen, that's the beauty of it. That's the magic, okay? What Kiki and Boba means is completely up to you.
Is that true, though? Is that the interpretation?
I feel like because it's psychological and it's about how you think, it's really like more of a personal thing.
What if something is neither?
How so? What determines neither?
Just, it just doesn't feel like either.
But what, give me an example of what wouldn't be either.
A transparent PNG. Like, it's just nothing. What do you
well,
say?
Well, that's just nothing then.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So, I don't, okay. That's just nothing then. Exactly. There's no argument to be made.
Yeah.
So what would nothing be? Oh, I don't know. Nothing. Because it's nothing. Shut up.
Your boba. I mean, it still takes up space on a hard drive.
I beat you like I'm
it's
a kiki.
It's not nothing. It's something. I said a
and you take it like
PNG.
A boba.
What the hell does that mean?
Guys,
you're just going to develop things that sound like insults by inserting kiki?
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm going to become so kiki boba brain. I already am. Oh, and I don't know. Did we address this already that it's probably pronounced booba and I don't care because I've been reading it as boba this whole time and it still translates. It still sends the message, okay?
Does it? Comment down below. Were you confused the whole time going like, oh, that makes sense now. She says booba. Oh, it makes sense. If that is
if
also
you're
how
that
you felt,
confused, get out of here and get
below.
Off
comment
my channel.
Below. Comment down below.
Hop off
no,
my
No, comment down
balls.
Below. We need subscribers
Hop
right
off
now.
My boba.
We're getting like 5 views every video. You see the dead channel signs back because we're failing.
What?
I'm kidding. Oh my God.
Is that what that's supposed to mean? We're yeah. failing.
Yeah. When we're epically failing, that sign comes back.
That's very boba of you. That's very demure. That's very docile. That's very submissive of you. Listen, this is what boba means to me, okay? Yeah, I think boba rules.
I think boba means something else to a lot of people, and they thought immediately when they heard it.
Yeah?
More specifically, when you said booba.
Booba. I think of those weird, not Teletubby, but weird alien things that they were showing to kids.
Teletubbies?
Like, it wasn't Teletubbies.
Yeah,
they were
that's what I'm trying to say. Something
Booba.
That. I don't remember that at all.
Booba. And it just had a little British child saying its name like that.
Was it in. Was it just
was
some
on
UK
PBS
kids show?
No, it was PBS Kids.
What? That sounds fake. That doesn't sound real.
No, that was real. Guys, literally, I know booba exist, okay? They were weird, like, baby creatures, but they were, like, all different colors, and they were, like, big and, like, fuzzy, if I'm remembering correctly.
And they weren't
And it wasn't Teletubbies. No. Oh, my God.
That's weird.
I loved the Teletubbies, and that's very boba of me.
Oh, my God.
Right? Poe is my favorite, the red one with the circle on top. I had a little toy back in the 90s because I grew up in the 90s. I was born 1994, so I was a later 90s baby. But they had little Teletubby toys, and if you pressed its belly, sometimes it said bad words at you.
Why? What? Wait,
okay, huh? It was not actually saying bad words. It was saying badit, 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 badit. But the technology for sounds to play out of toys was not very good, or they just used something cheap because the compression made it sound like another word.
Like what?
Starts with an F.
Oh my gosh. I used to get things to say bad words all the time. Like, you know those like speak and spell things, but they're like Leapfrog edition.
I loved Leapfrog.
So we had one that would spell 3-letter words and we would just.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't let you spell, like, it would tell you
could
to
you spell
3-letter
ass?
Words. You could, but it would just. Loop, it would like cancel and just loop back to like the beginning, like, oh, spell a 3-letter word.
They had a filter.
Yeah, but if you
started
typing a word,
yeah,
and then you type the 3 letters, it'll say the whole bad word.
What do you mean?
Like if you would type in like 1 letter instead, it would, because it would read each letter.
Yeah.
So if you put A-S and then you try to type another S, you know, a child, the word ass is hilarious.
Yeah.
But it would just be A-S and then like it would just not say the third S.
Uh-huh.
But if you put a one in beforehand and then you typed it, it would say all three letters.
Oh, so like you do the last letter first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or basically, no, you would just fill the first frame with anything. And then you would just type A-S. And then so it'd be like B-A-S. It was like nothing. But so it would just tell you it was nothing, but it would also let you override it with the next. I'm over-explaining this.
I'm just trying to understand how it worked. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it.
I'm explaining a child's toy for like 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. I just need to understand.
Yeah. A-S-S.
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 I see. I see. I see. I see.
It wouldn't say it. Well, you thought you could like over like a cheat code.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Ass.
Yes. Oh. Yes. That's what I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying
is
you
that why you were digging
any-
so hard? Like, this has to be more interesting. This has to be more interesting.
No.
Sorry.
No. Sorry, it's not that it's I thought stupid. It had to be more interesting. I just didn't understand how you got it to. You're such a kiki.
Shut up. Oh my God. Is that even an insult now?
Yeah, you're being so kiki right now.
Shut up, Boba.
Like Boba Fett?
What?
Like a. You know, I used to think Boba Fett from Star Wars was actually Chewbacca, and I'm not sure why.
Because you don't watch it.
Well, okay, I know that.
Like, it's not weird that you don't know something about something you don't
watch.
Wait
a second. Maybe it was my brain doing the entering the Kiki and Boba effect because I saw Chewbacca as being like a fuzzy little guy and like the sound he made, it was like, whoa, 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 you know that? And I thought Boba Fett sounded more fitting for him because he seemed like more of a Boba-like character.
Oh my God.
The effect in play.
You used Star Wars.
Yeah.
Something you don't watch.
Yeah, something I absolutely
I mean,
do
I guess that does
watch.
Make a good benchmark because you don't know anything about it. I don't know anything either, really.
I was over at a friend's house once when I was really little and he had Star Wars playing on his TV. And it was like one of the first ones, whatever was in the 90s or like very early 2000s. And I saw one of them got like a hole through them from one of the lightsabers. And it looked like my dad and it made me cry.
Oh my God.
That's it. That's the story. And then damn. I wanted to go home.
Darth Vader just killed my dad.
Oh my God. I also got traumatized by Chucky when I was visiting another friend's house,
like,
and it
the
literally
doll movie.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me. I could not stop thinking about it. I was terrified of
How
Chucky
young were
because
you?
Of that. I don't know. Little enough to be playing with like Bratz dolls and Polly Pockets and chewing on them.
Yeah, I don't know if that movie scared me. I feel like it would have if I was more aware of it. I must not have been though.
Anytime I caught horror movies as a kid, it literally was like a core memory moment. Because there was another time I was at a Best Buy with one of my parents. And on, you know how they're always displaying a movie on the TVs they're advertising, like those big flat screens or whatever? Well, they were showing a movie where a rat dug into a person's stomach, like through their belly button, and the person was like screaming. And here I am, itty bitty, holding my parents' hand, watching this with wide eyes. It's right in front of my face, like on the ground floor.
Kiki or Boba.
That was extremely kiki. I think rats are kiki, but some rats can behave pretty Boba.
Some of them are just like Boba because they're fat. You ever see a fat rat?
Oh, yeah. I've seen an image of somebody holding their fat rat, and it looks like they're holding something inappropriate.
I know a rat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that why we have mouse traps in the background?
Yes, that's exactly why there's mouse traps in the background.
So you want to kill that rat?
Yep.
You're effed up.
I know.
In the head.
Exactly.
That's why you're Kiki. Such Kiki behavior you're exhibiting. What about Meredith? What is she?
I mean, they're rounded.
Yeah.
There literally is no sharp bit on Meredith. The sharpest part of Meredith is your glasses.
Are you calling me Meredith?
Isn't that been what, like, your thing this whole time? I can't rip a part of me out.
Yeah, she's a part of me, but she's not me. They're my glasses. She's not wearing the glasses. What's the matter with you?
That was the point.
Well,
the sharpest part of her is part of you.
No, you said it's her glasses.
Shut up.
How are you feeling today? Are you feeling Kiki or Boba?
Yeah, comment down below.
No.
What? What?
I thought you were ending it. I thought you were making it the end. Like, this was the end. Like, no, that's not. I am not ending it with
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, comment down below if you're Kiki. Damn. We actually want to know. Oh, my gosh.
My bad.
Need to, like, end Trump. Don't end the video. Don't end it yet. I'm not finished yet. Okay, go ahead.
This whole time I've been feeling like this video was going to be like a presentation and I was dreading it. And it made me flash back to like freshman year when we had to do presentations in front of the class. And I screwed it up so bad. I was supposed to like teach people how to wrap a present. Because
first you pull the corner and you put it in the square.
No, I was gonna do drawing because that's literally the only thing I know how to do. Because you had to like present a skill, something you know how to do.
Why'd you choose in English?
Because he told me that that's what I should do.
And you didn't know how to do it?
I was gonna do drawing. Oh no, I didn't know how to do it. But I took it.
Well, I know you don't know how to wrap presents.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You always come to me whenever you want a present wrapped.
My idea of wrapping a present is like
wadding it in paper and then taping it.
Yeah, literally, there's so much tape. And then I try to like wrap it so it looks like candy because I fucked it up so bad. Because my mom would do.
Meanwhile, I like contort it to an odd shape.
God, he could be a professional gift wrapper.
Like if you have one of those like weird boxes that's packaged with like an L shape, I've had to wrap stuff like that before. Our family all knows how to wrap things. That's why.
Yeah, I know. And meanwhile, like what is wrong with me? Anyway, I had to present that. And the dude that took presenting drawing ended up just showing how to draw Bart Simpson's head.
Okay, so hold on. You had to like pick from a pool of things.
Yes.
And you basically didn't get to do it because someone else did.
Yeah.
Had to draw a cowabunga, dude.
I was furious.
First you draw a can and then you open it. You throw away the lid.
Stop.
And then you put eyes on him.
Oh my God, those kinds of videos. He basically presented it the same way that one dude on YouTube is like, how to draw Naruto.
Oh my God.
He's got some crazy hair, kind of like this.
I don't know if he's like some old guy.
I don't know.
So I think like a couple of his videos that are like mainstream characters gets a lot of views. Listen, you'll find this guy, I swear. He pronounces Chiba. He's like,
Chibis.
Chibis or Chibis, depending on what part of the country you're from. Neither of those were right.
He's a for real just like
cartoonist.
A cartoonist caricature older man who's just trying to teach people how to draw. And he's like, oh, a lot of people have been requesting these.
Yeah, and he's trying to interpret anime.
Or Chibis. And he prints out reference pictures, but then he doesn't understand what he's drawing.
He seems like he would be better if he didn't try to draw other people's stuff.
Yeah, if he
seems
just
like that kind of artist
himself.
That just, when he comes to interpreting other people's stuff, he cannot help himself but break him out of his own style. Because he drew noses like he would draw like an anime face and then like a cartoon nose.
Yeah.
And it just looked weird.
He drew Orochimaru, however you say his name? He did not say his name right. I don't remember how he said it. But did he say Goku right
at least?
I'm not sure.
That would be really funny if he got that one wrong.
You guys should look him up. Those are funny, funny videos. And he's describing what he thinks they look like and why they have hair.
They're
like
really
that.
Old videos, too. They're probably at least 10 years old now. This was a long time ago. I remember looking at these when we were still like over Skype.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was like 2011.
Skype's logo was designed to be very boba.
Oh my God.
It comes back. It all comes back around, okay? Kiki and Boba.
I'm glad we don't use Skype anymore.
Skype was horrendous.
I don't know how we survived on Skype for as long as we
did. It was peer-to-peer, meaning if one of you had shit internet, you were fucked.
And I had the shit internet because I didn't live in a place with fast internet yet. Slowly got to the faster internet around here, but that was not when I was young. No, boy. Oh my God.
We had a good
internet.
Do you
know what DSL is?
Kind of.
It's basically internet through the phone line, but it's not dial up.
Oh.
It's like dial up.
What's steroids. The big difference? Oh, okay.
That's basically what it is. All like right. The fastest dial up in town. 300 megabits per second.
Are there some of you here that don't even know what dial-up is? Because I feel like you should go find a different channel to watch.
Oh my gosh, what? Did you ever have to rely on dial-up?
Yes. I remember the weird beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I hated relying on it.
It scared me. The sound genuinely scared me.
What would the sound of the internet dial-up be, Kiki or Boba?
Kiki. That bitch is kiki as fuck.
It would eventually just turn into hissing.
And the sound always got worse and worse as time went on.
It does make sense that phone and internet still like are things that go hand in hand. The phone line being used in like the year 2000, even if it was 300 megabits, 400 on a good day, but usually 3 something. Yeah, not that fun. I think the best we could get was like 8 megabits. Oh, and did I say 300 megabits? I'm sorry. I meant 300 kilobits.
Oh, what are you even going to do with that?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just, my brain.
Download
I think in,
like a
I think
pixel
in megabits
icon?
Now. I don't think in kilobits anymore. So I'm like 300 megabits. People are probably thinking like, what the fuck through a phone line? That's fast. What am I? Is cable shit? No, I'm sorry. 300 kilobits.
Kilobits.
Yeah. I was not downloading things fast at all.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
And I don't know why it reminds me of this, but the operator voice when you would get a number that wasn't existing anymore or something. The number you have dialed has been disconnected.
Yeah.
Please hang up and dial again. That scared the shit out of me.
Because it's like you're being talked to by a bot for the first time in your life, basically.
And then like, it would play a little jingle before it'd be like, doo 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 doo. We're sorry. The number you have dialed has been disconnected and cannot be reached. Ugh. It gives me chills. It actually gives me chills. I hate that. I hate that so much. Same fear as the weather alert on TV.
Weather alerts.
Yeah, those also scared the ever-loving crap out of me.
Do kids now know, like, the feeling of waiting for your school to show up on a weather channel to know if you have a snow day or not? Or do they just refresh their site, their school site now? Because
I never checked my website.
I think things
site.
Were going that way when I was in high school. And I could kind of check the website on the school, but that was late. I remember in elementary and middle school, I would just be watching the weather channel at like 6 a.m. Like, please say my school, please. Please. And then I knew if I could like sleep for another hour or two.
Sometimes even if school wasn't canceled, I got to stay home because I had asthma. And if it was snowing or cold enough out, I wasn't about to get sent to school to like walk outside because we had two buildings at our school. You had to walk back and forth between. My mom was not going to send me to go walk outside and have an asthma attack. So
yeah,
I got to stay warm.
That's probably for the best.
Did anybody, is that like a common thing for high schools to have multiple buildings to walk back and forth to?
I had a school like that, but we didn't have to walk outside, I don't think. They had a tunnel. That's more so just the planning of your school. They probably didn't anticipate that one part of the school should have been more central rather than on a different part of the campus. Because for my school, it was just faster to go outside sometimes.
Yeah, we had a big old lake that we had to walk around, and then you go past the parking lot, and then you end up at the other building.
What was central to your school? Like, what was the
north building was the main building. South building was the smaller other building. I didn't like it as much.
It sounds like you had multiple buildings and then they tried to connect them.
Maybe.
Because that's what my school was like when I went to a bigger school. They had different sections of the school and then they were building tunnels as I was leaving
tunnels.
That school. Yeah, so sometimes people had to go
outside. Oh, man, we deserved
a
tunnel.
Yeah, they were building tunnels between the schools, and then they were building other rooms, like, around the tunnels.
What the?
Yeah, the school I went to was, like, upgrading big time when I left, and I was
schools
kind
of, always do the big upgrade as soon as you personally leave.
Except for me, one time we had a middle school that was just deteriorating and falling apart.
Uh-huh.
And then they build a new middle school, and then, like, I'm one of the first classes to use
Oh,
it.
Wow. You actually got to use the new renovated stuff.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have to go to the decrepit old middle school with roaches in the bathroom and just grime and disgusting everywhere.
Ew.
The lighting was poor. The lighting was, like, yellow and...
It's because you were just some little farm town.
Yeah.
And then you ended up getting more people and it got more populated.
Yeah, and honestly, the school got demolished eventually. It's gone.
Damn, renovation for nothing.
No, the old school, like the one that I didn't have to go to, that was all decrepit.
Oh.
Yeah, it got demolished. That's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they didn't even keep the building.
You had a whole new, okay, wow.
Yeah, they mowed it down, built a bus stop in it.
The bus stop!
And then next to the other half of the property got sold off to a retirement home.
What are all the ghosts gonna do now?
What do you mean the ghosts?
There's always ghosts in buildings.
Oh, they're just gonna settle in the cemetery that's right in the property of the retirement home. I'm not kidding. There is a graveyard right next to it, like in the
backyard.
Right next
to the retirement home?
Yeah, because there's a church there.
And a church? Oh,
yeah.
Here's a reminder. Where are you going? See you soon.
Right next to the school.
Oh, no.
So the children will watch where they're going, will like be able to get a preview of their future, and the old people will get a preview of their future.
No! With visions of their past.
Yeah, with visions of their past.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Is getting old Kiki or Boba?
I don't know. It depends.
I want to say...
I think that's case by case.
All right. Okay. Well, okay.
Some people get more crabby in their
true
years.
Some people slow down.
You don't know how many times I've heard where, like, all these, like, older people who were really nice to me as a kid, you'd, like, go back to the neighborhood, and, like, the neighbors will tell you, like, oh, yeah, they passed, and they were, like, really mean before they passed. Sometimes that happens.
That
they
does
get, like,
happen.
Really mean, and
it's
sometimes
the
they're really nice too. Like, I had this old man who lived next door to us. Every time I went over there, he's just sitting on his porch, carving wood, and he'd make these little toys and trinkets.
Oh.
And sometimes he'd give me some of them, and I just always go over there. And then we moved away.
I bet he loved that.
And we came back and everyone was just like, yeah, he's just like shut in. He was just a shut in now. He didn't like to sit on his porch anymore. He didn't like talking to anybody. He just kind of shelled up. I almost wonder if like part of it was because we moved.
Oh,
but I can't imagine I was the only kid who went over there.
You never know.
But yeah, it was just like this old man who just sat on his porch and cut wood.
That's genuinely so cool. I love having that kind of like connection when you're younger with an older person, because it just feels like a nice little bridge for generations.
And like, I don't remember a lot of the adults from that point in my life, so it was really like
significant.
Yeah. We had come home with like these little, like, I don't remember what they were specifically, but he would give them to us all the time.
That he whittled stuff.
I feel like one of them might have been like a little car.
Oh.
That's what I remember. I think we had a bowling pin too.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if you still have any of it?
Oh, absolutely not. Well, I don't know where they went. I barely have any memories from that house. So that's like one of the few memories I have.
Totally fair. I was that for an old lady, except instead of like little whittled things, she left me bananas.
What? What's with you and people teasing you with bananas or giving you bananas or like?
I've probably talked about it before, if you remember that.
Because your dad always tells you to eat a banana.
Oh, yeah. My dad does tell me to eat a banana. He does. That's like our thing, because he just likes to buy bananas. He'll be like, eat a banana. And so I do. But when I was little, there was this older lady who lived like behind our house. Or it wasn't my house. It was like someone else's house, but I would visit often. And when I would visit, I would go to her house and knock on the door. I don't remember how it started, to be honest. She might have just been on her porch.
Yeah, kids can be kind of like curious. I was just like, hey.
I must have just been curious because I like to hang out in the backyard and pretend to like make a restaurant for birds and stuff in the bushes. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Playing
service
in the dirt.
The birds.
Yeah. Listen, they had a feast. Okay. I put them in a pothole cover.
Oh my God.
Like as little meals. Anyway. Anytime I was over and she was there, she would have a banana for me. I remember her inviting me in and like she made me like tea or something and she had sugar cubes and I thought that was amazing.
Sugar cubes.
Yeah, the idea of a sugar cube was introduced to me by her. I didn't know such a thing could exist.
I like sugar cubes, but they are so expensive. What you're paying for is the cube, not the sugar, basically.
The little presentation of the cube.
Yeah, because the amount of sugar you get is not that much compared to if you just bought the raw sugar. There has to be a way that you can add water to it and then like
do it yourself,
dry it, and then you can brick it.
Oh, yeah. So old lady banana. There was one time I came over and she wasn't there, but she left a banana for me with a little note. I must have been the little monkey girl. Because I really loved bananas. She was really nice. I liked her a lot. And I think she really liked my company. Is your banana still on the table?
Yeah.
When are you going to eat it?
You know me. I don't really like to eat bananas.
He doesn't. He's a freaking poser. He's a banana poser. And you guys should all shame him for it.
I've historically said I don't like bananas.
He doesn't like bananas. I do. You wore a banana costume.
I did, and we for t-shirts. Yeah. It's on this channel. Look it up. Selling my soul for money or something. It just mean a banana costume.
Buy our t-shirts.
But get you.
Shut up. Do you still go banana with your face?
Bajager.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Those of you listening, that probably sounded really dumb.
Yeah, but he makes a silly face if you're looking at him.
Yeah.
You're also incapable of taking pictures without making a silly face.
What does that mean? I'm not incapable.
All the pictures of you that are online are you making a silly face. I don't know if there's one
that's
picture
a coincidence.
Of you.
That's a pure coincidence.
Even when I was taking a picture of you, like you're just sitting there with one of the dogs or something, just candid, you still ended up making a funny face.
Well, you know what? That's because I have a messed up jaw.
Nuh-uh. Okay, yep. First of all,
this
is
like.
Way before
that's what my
then.
Face looks like.
No,
I'm a
that's not
that's
true.
Me.
That's lying is very kiki of you.
Well, yeah, you know, I have a messed up jaw and that's
no,
what
you
my
don't.
Face looks like for real,
you
guys.
You don't, it's been fixed. And for those of you that don't know what the heck he's talking about, he had a jaw surgery, a jaw replacement surgery.
I did.
And there's a video where he talks about it a little bit.
I have a fake jaw on my left, right side, right side.
Yeah, it's left for me, but it's right for you.
Yeah. I'm numb on the bottom part of my teeth. It's very, some days it bothers me. This is one of those days. It's kind of bugging me today.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's a part of my face I never am going to feel again, like any feeling. And some mornings I wake up and I just don't feel it. And some other days I wake up and I really feel it, like the void in my like touch memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nothing. It's hard to describe, but it's basically imagine something that is supposed to be there but isn't. That's like all I can say.
It's genuinely like when something goes numb and it's like, why can't I feel anything?
But it's not tingly or painful. It's just nothing.
The information isn't there. It's been disconnected.
Right. Yeah.
That's what nerves are. Nerves are just the wires to your brain.
Yeah, that's literally what happened, which makes me wonder if like maybe in the future they'll like figure out how to repair nerves that have been severed.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I
would consider cyber. That. Yeah. If any doctors out there working on any experimental.
No. no.
And want to do like a.
Nope.
Case study, you know.
Nope. Not on
I'm
you.
I'm like
nope.
Feeling in my face back.
He tried to save your nerve there. He really did.
I mean, we have his word.
He said it was too messy. It was like wrapped up.
Yeah, that's just whatever. Yeah, it's life. I'm a product of doctors. I've said that in another episode.
Oh, yeah.
If like my vision's messed up, I have seasonal allergies. You kind of hear them now. Or, you know, I have a fake jaw because I had a tumor. I'm going to be a cyborg in the year, 2050, whenever.
That's okay. That's still hot.
I'll probably interface with something eventually.
And you could be like the Teen Titans. You know, Cyborg? He was cool. I liked Cyborg.
I was thinking more like cyberpunk.
Okay. Okay, yeah, yeah, that's fine too. Sorry, I'm a nerd, but a different kind. We're both different kinds of nerds. You're more of a Kiki nerd, and I'm more of a Boba nerd.
Right. Yeah, I guess so, if you really think about it.
Exactly. Like, you were on Newgrounds, I was on DeviantArt. That feels more Kiki. Newgrounds was definitely more sharp, and DeviantArt was dull and blobby.
Oh, yeah. A lot of inflation. Lots of it.
Even to this day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes when you join DeviantArt, this wasn't a thing that they had before, but they have it now, where it will display a random deviation on the side, like for the sign up, join. And sometimes it will get past the filter somehow.
And you'll see like join.
It is like inflation.
Inflated feet.
Inflated feet.
With giant like.
Kneecaps.
Yeah.
You learn something new about the human brain when you go on DeviantArt.com, I'd like to think.
Some of that stuff is children though too. Like it's not just like weird fetishy adults. Stuff. Like, oh my God, I wonder if they still like listen to our stuff because
are you about to talk about Super Blue Fox?
Yeah, Super Blue Fox. They commented a long time ago. They're like, oh my God, I just realized that Joltoid watched or used to read my crappy South Park fanfics when I was a kid. There was this girl who made these South Park love stories.
It's gone now.
Oh, they were so good.
But
honestly,
a long, long time ago.
They were perfect because they were just like, it was just great.
There's just something. There's something perfectly pure.
It was made unironically, but it was just done so.
Unironic, serious stuff is art.
It is. It might not be the intended audience for that art, but it's like the room kind of scenario where it's like people genuinely enjoy the story. And the characters just don't think it's as like serious.
I'll literally never forget it.
Right? It's like, we didn't see it as this passionate love story, even though that's what they were going
well,
for.
Well, I mean, it was, though.
It was in like a really funny way.
I'm still a fan of South Park Love. And my favorite part is when she goes on tangents and randomly says, I love foxes.
Yeah.
Just for no reason. You know what? Yeah.
They did a really good job of like making sure every character was represented in this like silly story that made no sense, but you got everyone's reaction. And then Cartman was like, shut up, bitch.
Eric said, you're mine, bitch.
Oh, you're mine, chick.
Chick. Oh, it was chick. You're mine, chick. We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
There's humble a lot beginnings.
There's a lot of good media out there that intends to do something else, but entertains you in a comedic way.
Not in a way that you just want to like make fun of them and make them feel bad, but in a way that you're still appreciating it.
Yeah.
You can respect somebody and still think something is funny.
I don't like watching people who I genuinely hate, even if it is at their expense, because it's just like, I'd rather just not be watching them. Yeah. I really have to like somebody to laugh at the stuff that they do instead of like, look at it from the way they see it.
It's not like I need to check on my enemies.
Yeah. It's more like, oh, I need to check on my goofy guys.
What are my silly dudes up to?
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're that for a lot of people. We're ridiculous. We're stupid. Yeah.
We're cringe.
Like, you watch us because of how ridiculously dumb this is.
And off topic.
But
and I don't messy. Know,
we have that too. It's right? Fun watching people in environments that they feel natural in.
Exactly.
And it's just funny.
I love when people care about something that they're making. If you care about it, that's fucking awesome. I'm going to care about it too.
There's a lot of humor in
someone. As long
someone,
as you're not a bastard. Oh my about God. It.
There's a lot of humor in someone genuinely trying something, not necessarily nailing it, but still just like having a good time with it.
Exactly. Have fun with it. Right. And remember, kids, have fun with it.
Like, honestly, that does that. Sometimes that's all that matters.
Right.
If someone is having fun with something, other people are going to have fun with it.
Exactly. Ain't no harm in having a little fun as long as you're not hurting nobody else.
All right, Emmy, I've got one final question.
Again, with the questions?
For the audience.
Okay, 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 okay.
Which team are you? Are you Team Kiki?
Or Team Boba?
And I don't know. What are we having him do with this?
What we want you guys to do, make art. Make art for your team. Represent either Team Kiki or Team Boba in any art form that you can think of or want to do. And post it on Twitter or Blue Sky.
Or you can email us at fanart@jaltoy.com.
But you have to make sure that you're showing it's either Team Kiki or Team Boba. This is a Jolt Fest. This is a that animated podcast fest. This is a Splat Fest.
Yes, and the one person who made it 1 hour in is going to be the one to represent the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, we'll see who wins and then we'll talk about it.
Bye.
Get out of here.